It's the holiday season. We're coming up on Christmas next week. What do you expect, or what are you hearing as far as travelers? Whether it's through the sky or any other way, what are you hearing about this travel season?
Yeah, so it's going to be busy. We're going to see high volumes. Airports across the country are preparing right now. Typically Fridays and Saturdays are usually our busy days throughout the year. I think we are also looking at next Tuesday as being a busy travel day as well. But really, the other point I always want to emphasize is what time of day you're flying. Those morning flights, 5 to 7 a.m. at most airports, that's usually the rush hour. So if you are trying to get out on that first flight of the day, make sure you give yourself plenty of time and arrive early.
And of course, bring your ID. And one of the things that's available for travelers now and has been the big push is the Real ID. Can you tell me a little bit about Real ID and what travelers should bring? One, if they haven't gotten a Real ID yet, or two, do they need to bring anything in addition to that Real ID when they're checking in?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our first holiday season with Real ID enforcement in effect. So we really want to get the message out to passengers. It's been in effect since May, going really well. We're seeing the overwhelming majority of passengers, both in North Dakota and around the country, do have their Real ID or another acceptable form of ID. The most common one is a passport. So if you have a passport and you want to travel domestically with that, that's fine. You don't need to worry about the Real ID on your driver's license in that case. But yeah, go to TSA.gov. We have a full list of acceptable forms of ID. You want to run through, maybe you have something else on the list, even beyond a passport, that would work. But otherwise, find something that'd be an acceptable form of ID because you want to have that when you get to the checkpoint. You want to be prepared. If you don't have any form of ID that's acceptable, if you have your old driver's license, it does not have a star, it's not a real ID, and you have a trip coming up, it's okay. You can still travel with it this holiday season. Give yourself extra time because we are giving those passengers extra screening. But what we really want to get the word out is to take care of this issue because we are looking at February 1st as our next enforcement deadline where those passengers are going to be subject to a fee if they want to go through an identity verification process. So, good news is if you don't have it right now, you can still travel this holiday season, but take care of it. We still have about 6 weeks before that deadline goes into effect. Make sure you have a real ID or another form of ID, such as a passport.
You talked about that fee. Has the amount of that fee been set yet?
It's going to be $45, and that will cover a 10-day length of time. So, if you are traveling to and from somewhere where you'll be going through the airport twice in 10 days, you would pay once. But if you have a longer trip and that goes beyond 10 days, then you would be looking at paying twice if you do not have an acceptable form of ID on either leg of the trip.
What other tips do you have for travelers as they head into this holiday season?
Yeah, we say pack smart and start with an empty bag. And what that means is take your bag from your last trip, take everything out of it, and then pack it for this one. And the reason we say that is because sometimes things end up in your bag from old trips and you don't even remember that you have them, you don't need them, and then they alarm and you say, oh gosh, I didn't even mean to bring that on that trip. So start with an empty bag, only put in the items you need, and then think, am I checking this bag or am I carrying it on? What are the rules? Go to TSA.gov because we have a feature called What Can I Bring? You can type in the name of your item, get very specific. It will tell you this can go in your check bag, this can go in your carry-on. We really are just trying to save you time at the checkpoint. Nobody wants to be that person at the checkpoint who's like, oh gosh, do I want to run this back to my car? Do I want to try and check this bag? It's stressful. We know you want to get through and get on the plane. So to put in a little extra time at home, pack smart, it'll save you time at the checkpoint.
Jessica Maley is joining us from the TSA. What's the overall message to travelers this season, whether it's, going for Christmas or maybe a New Year's trip? What's the TSA's overall message?
I think really, arriving early takes care of a lot of problems because, again, people make mistakes. We know you're not intentionally usually trying to smuggle items through, but you make mistakes. And when you arrive early, it just gives you some time to deal with that issue. Again, maybe you want to run that bag down to baggage and check it because that item is really important to you. Or maybe you want to meet up with a non-traveling family member and hand that item off. TSA, does not confiscate items. So when those items get left behind, passengers are usually just abandoning them because they're trying to make their flight. So when you arrive early, it just gives you a little bit more time. But again, just thinking smart, slowing down, listening to the instructions of officers at the checkpoint. That's my other tip. We have new technology in place at a lot of airports. You might not have the exact same screening experience at the airport you depart from and the one you return from. So listen to the instructions of officers. They're going to really help you get through the checkpoint quickly.
Again, that website to be able to check what exactly you can bring.
at tsa.gov, but we are also on all the social media platforms as well. And you can actually text Ask TSA. The number is associated with ASKTSA, and it's a chat bot, and you can ask questions via text and you get a reply back. It's very cool. We've had people get answers while they're waiting in line, and they know by the time they get up there whether they're allowed to have the item or not. So you can always text as well.
Jessica Maley from the TSA, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.